News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
A lot of discussion over the last couple of months about how difficult it has been for people and how difficult it is for people to get a GP and the challenge in finding one in your own local area. Well, Sinn Féin's health spokesperson, David Cullinan, has been looking into this and been looking into how many calls the HSE has been getting on this matter. And he's with us this morning. David, what have you found out?
Well, I suppose firstly, what we found out is that over a 5-year period, so between 2020 and 2025, the population of this state has grown by almost 500,000 people. So that's a 10% increase. But the increase in population has not kept pace with an increase in the number of GPs. So the number of additional GPs has just been over 6%. So unfortunately, while we have a growing population and that's growing all of the time, it's not been matched with capacity in general practice. That's something that the ESRI talked about last year in a major landmark report it did, where it said that we will need an additional 1,000 GPs over the next 10 years. And it says that demand will continue to increase with a 25% increase in demand over the same time period. But what I also uncovered, and for the first time, the HSE are now starting to record information in relation to people reaching out to HSE offices looking for support to register with a GP. So the HSE confirmed that almost 6,000 people have already contacted the HSE this year looking for help finding a GP. And these are people who obviously couldn't find a GP themselves, so they have to turn to the HSE looking for that support. And we know that's a problem anecdotally from our own constituency offices, that registries are full, GP lists are full. Many people can't get access to a GP, particularly in rural areas where you might have a small number of GPs. So people unfortunately are waiting longer, they're travelling longer distances, and if they're medical card holders or if they have the GP only card, they actually can't access a local GP and may have to pay. So it's creating all sorts of problems within primary care. So obviously we need to deal with that and increase training places and increase capacity.
Now, given that the people who are likely to be calling the HSE may each be representing a family, so that if it is somebody who's calling to find out how can I get a GP, they are likely to be calling for themselves, the spouse, the kids, everybody else. If the numbers are running at 1,000 a month making those calls to the HSE, that's a system in primary care that one would have thought is on the verge of collapse.
Well, I spoke to a number of GPs yesterday myself to better understand, I suppose, the figures on the one hand, but also what's happening in general practice. And they're saying that that is their experience, that for most of them, their lists are full. Unfortunately, they have to turn people away. They simply can't take on any more patients. So we also have a growing population, which obviously means, and an ageing population, which means that care can become more complex. We also have under-schlante care, which is something that GPs support and I support, that we try and move more care away from hospitals and make sure that in primary care settings, people have more options, and we expand those care options, including in primary care and community care. So all of that obviously puts additional pressure on GPs. What we're seeing at the moment is a lack of continuity of care, and that's what GPs are saying to me. The bedrock of the GP system and primary care is that you have a family doctor, you know your family doctor, you see the same GP. This is changing, unfortunately, because of the lack of capacity. So people are contacting their GP and being told that that person is not available. They see a different GP almost every time they go into a practice. And that continuity of care is really important for patients, for healthcare, for health outcomes, but also for doctors as well. So unfortunately, it is becoming harder to sustain that model. And what the figures are showing is that while the population is increasing, we're not seeing the same level of additional capacity in terms of the numbers of GPs.
Well, on that note, when it comes to the training of GPs, a text to say, my daughter is studying medicine in Trinity. 50% of her class are wealthy foreign students who pay 40,000 plus a year. None of them will ever work in Ireland. You could double the number of medical students who are more likely to work in Ireland over the long term if the government covered the money these colleges made from overseas students. Is there legitimacy in that and in the concern about the throughput of freshly qualified GPs?
So yes, there is, and we're seeing the same in dentistry as well, where we have a very high percentage of people coming from outside. And listen, in training colleges, you will always have a percentage of international trainees, but we have to make sure that we have a sufficient pool of domestic graduates. So that's people who are more likely to stay here and come and work in general practice and elsewhere in the health service. We're training about 350 GPs a year. As you said, some of those will go abroad. Some of them are international graduates. You know, some of them don't go on to become GPs. They might become locums. They might work part-time. They might emigrate. They might work elsewhere in the healthcare system. So simply because we're training 350 a year doesn't translate into 350 additional GPs. So obviously we have to look at all of that. The minister has undertaken a review of general practice. I have raised these issues in relation to training capacity, making sure that we have more domestic training places to answer that point. And basically, workforce planning has to be, you're looking at population growth, you're looking at demands, and you make sure that capacity is at least keeping pace with that growth, so that we're not seeing people wait longer and people having to travel longer distances.
Okay.
And there is an issue as well about GP trainees being valued and respected. I suppose what they're looking at, and I spoke to many trainees myself, is existing GPs working 70, 80, 90 hours a week, often working into their 80s. Younger trainees want a better work-life balance. And I think that's also has to be part of the solution.
David, thank you very much. David Cullinan there, Sinn Féin's health spokesperson.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.